This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Members of the Group of Seven Wealthy Democracies began meetings Friday in Japan. Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reports on the G7 agenda.
The U.S. will have a package of sanctions associated with a G7 statement that will center on the tightening and enforcement of Russian sanctions. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters on board Air Force One. As for China, which is currently hosting a summit of Central Asian leaders, officials from G7 member countries have said in private that tackling the country's rise isn't an easy task, particularly given the West's immense reliance on China as both a trade partner and, in some cases, a manufacturing base.
Jill Kitchener reporting. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports on the challenges facing Ukrainian doctors as Russian attacks continue.
Their job is to perform emergency first aid, so patients survive the journey to hospitals further away. A task likely to become still more vital when Ukraine launches its long-awaited counteroffensive. A doctor with 15 years of experience as an army medic, Ihor says artillery accounts for about 90% of injuries he has dealt with since Russia invaded last February.
We've come down here three times this week already. There was a rocket strike. Three rockets hit nearby. There were air strikes, artillery strikes, last Thursday or Friday.
There have been near misses. In March, a Russian rocket landed 10 meters from the entrance, showering glass and chunks of brick onto the operating tables.
Lucy Fielder reporting. Meantime, Ukrainian officials say Russia fired 30 cruise missiles against various parts of the country in the latest nighttime test of Ukrainian air defense, which shot down 29 of them. A military spokesman said one person died, two were wounded by the Russian missile that got through in the southern region of Odessa. This is VOA News. Canada is calling for foreign help to combat wildfires burning out of control and spreading across large sections of the western half of the country. The fires that have devastated oil-producing Alberta province have in recent days spread to neighboring British Columbia and Saskatchewan, as well as the Northwest Territories. More than 2,000 Canadian firefighters, backed by 400 military personnel, have been deployed across Alberta to try to tame the wildfires, which have already burned more than a half million hectares of forest and grassland and destroyed many homes and businesses. Rescuers have been working to reach towns and villages in northern Italy after heavy rains and flooding cut off highways and electricity. We get more on that story from the AP's Karen Chamas.
In the northern city of Faenza, Italian firefighters arrive by boat outside a building where an elderly lady needs to be evacuated. Her home has been inundated with water. They jump off their small dinghy into the chest-high floodwaters and proceed to take her out on a stretcher. The heavy rains in the area push two dozen rivers and tributaries to burst their banks. Several people have since died, and some are still unaccounted for. Local mayors have warned that some remote villages were completely cut off by landslides and phone lines were severed. That has prevented rescue teams from reaching residents and authorities from understanding the full scope of their needs. I'm Karen Chamas.
Here in the U.S., there are multiple states pushing forward with legislation on transgender rights. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has details.
Hundreds of measures targeting transgender people have been proposed in state houses this year, and several have moved forward this week. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a ban on gender-affirming care for minors, along with restrictions on transgender people such as bathroom usage, as he appears to approach a presidential bid. Missouri and Nebraska proposals are proposed for action as well, and could add to the list of at least 17 states that have enacted laws restricting or banning gender-affirming care for minors. Meanwhile, some Democrat-led states are enacting measures aimed at protecting the rights of LGBTQ+ youth, and Michigan could be next with a proposed ban on conversion therapy for minors, saying it's a discredited practice of trying to convert people to heterosexuality. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And the shipwreck of a Chinese fishing vessel, which capsized in a remote section of the Indian Ocean, has been discovered after 2 days on a site search and rescue work as the hunt for potential survivors continues. For more news, please join us on our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.